But don't be afraid of me, I won't be nailing you down in the nursery just like the rest of them did with those watery, wandering fingers of spit that were supposed to be glorious and fine. Oh, sister, won't you believe in me? I only wanted to be hard on the family here with you now in this silly infirmary. Your mother makes frantic and drunk calls from Germany all of the time. And oh, sister, sweet brown and Bewlery, milk from your blisters on your grandmother's jewelry there in the parlor, all naked in front of her, watching the lights from the cracks making our cherry animal design. Rose Wallace Goldeline just moves her mouth over anything that's fleshy, free, and flowering like oranges out in the open. But don't you waste your sins again. You don't need you or won't fuck your friends. You're American, self-important, boiling over. To prove that she must still exist, she moves herself about a fist and won't ever, never give a shit about all those words you wasting to gain some pretty, bright and bubbly, wondrous dream you'd like to kill and cling and claim her as your own. But don't you worry, dainty and dirty emotions just go away and fade out on their own, sister. Now that you're leaving, our fingers will falter, our lungs will be leaking all over each other, and without even speaking, we'll know that it's over and smile and go greeting whatever comes next. Oh, sister, you're getting mad, some angry twister that you'll have to carry. I'm drunk every evening from Lee Cemetery. If he makes it back half alive, you can bury him under your sheets. And oh, sister, now that you're grieving, I cannot imagine there is any meaning for getting you ever could once have the feeling that made you keep on and continue to breathing.